Hey, this is Daryl Morris, listening to Bobcat Radio, KTSW, San Marcos.
All right, guys, welcome to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. This is the Wednesday show, the best show, the Wednesday show. It's always, you know, it's always great to get over hump day. It's always great to, you know, just get the week, keep it going right here. Right here beside me, Caleb Ryan Davis, is Colin Woods. As always, Marissa Ross will be here in a moment. But Colin, man, I heard that you had surgery last week, and so today you're just going to be a little bit, as I think you told me, soft-spoken.
Yeah, I did. My voice hurts a lot because I got all four of my wisdom teeth taken out. So I'm sure Friday, I don't know if you saw the picture on Facebook, but I look like a puffy squirrel, maybe a little bit of a chipmunk because my gums were so swollen, and they still are, and I'm on... A mix of pain medicines, of course, prescribed by my doctor. So a little soft-spoken today, a little slower than usual, which I'm sure Caleb is going to have fun with messing with me today, which is fine. I expect nothing less. But, yeah, it's going to be a good day. It's just I might not want to talk as long as I normally do or rant as long as I normally do because my mouth hurts. So I will when Marissa gets here, I'll probably have to defer to her a lot if it's the right time.
That's all right. Marissa loves to talk just as much as you do. So
that's a good thing.
We'll keep it going. Do we need to have the delay on since you're on your pain med? Is that?
No, absolutely okay. Not. We'll be okay.
All right, just making sure. All right, guys, as we said, this is the Wednesday episode, April 22nd, 2015, Earth Day. That's always exciting.
Of course.
But real quick, if you guys want to join the conversation right here in the studio, very easy to do so. Just tweet us at KTSW Sports using the hashtag Bobcat Radio, or as always, call us right here in the studio at 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. Always love to have you guys out there in Bobcat Nation joining the conversation and giving us y'all's opinions, y'all's thoughts on Bobcat sports, on national sports, just about everything. I like to hear what you guys think on just about everything. As we said, today is Earth Day, so I want to do something a little bit special real quick, and I'm going to present a situation for you guys, and the situation is going to be, assuming that today was y'all's, like, very last day on Earth. It is Earth Day. This is your very last day on Earth. Where on Earth, not as Commerce San Diego, but where on Earth would you guys go, you know, if it was your last day on Earth?
That's a hard one. I have to think about it. Right off the bat, I would probably try to go find Waldo. But, right. I mean, he's all over the place.
Once again, we're just rolling off the bad jokes.
I'm full of dad jokes today, but I have to say probably Fiji, the island of Fiji out there, out in Southeast Asia, Southwest, wherever, out there. It's a beautiful country out there. It's a nice country. You know, they treat tourism very well there. It's so beautiful. I saw kind of like Amazing Race, but it was a show, like a survival show out there once. And there's a waterfall there, and I know now you can go to it. But back in, you know, 2002, I don't know if that was the case, but it was so beautiful. And it was hundreds of feet high. The water there was just crystal clear. It was nice. I would want to go there. It would be very, very peaceful, and I could just be like, all right, I'm good. I've been here.
Okay.
So that's where I go.
All right, cool. Marissa, did you just now got here in the studio. Did you hear the situation?
Yes, I did. And yep, sure did. And I'm free. She was probably India. I like their culture. I like their peacefulness. And you just learn so much. It's very, very beautiful. I've seen pictures and seen just their dress and their attire, just everything about their culture is just unique to me, and I just want to embrace that. And plus, of course, I've never been, so that'll be just another experience for me, and just to kind of embrace everything.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys know how much I like St. Patrick's Day, so I would have to go with Ireland, man. I just love.
You look like a leprechaun.
I appreciate
that makes
it.
Sense.
I'm actually not really. I don't think I'm Irish. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not Irish. But
Caleb Ryan is definitely an Irish name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime you put Ryan in a name, usually it is Irish.
What if I was like Caleb O'Ryan? I think that would make.
Oh,
sense.
Or Caleb O'Brien.
That would be.
Man.
Yeah. If I could go anywhere on Earth, right here on Earth Day, it would be Ireland. You know, yeah, with all the other red bearded people. So, All right, guys. Well, let's stop talking about, Earth Day, as much as I love doing that. This is Bobcat Radio, which means that there's a lot of Bobcat sports to get out of the way here today. A jam-packed show once again. Real quick, a preview of this upcoming Friday, the next Bobcat Radio episode. Some special things happening, of course, on Monday, this last week. Warren Shore, our sports director, hosted that show. That was a lot of fun to listen to. But this Friday, Jason Harris, I know for sure Jason Harris and Miracle Robinson, we might have another guest right there. But the special guest of the week is going to be Randy and Sarah Rupp right here in the studio. So you guys don't want to miss that right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio.
Now, that's going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, fun. Dude. This is the first time I think that we've had an in-studio guest that's at least a current Bobcat athlete. I know this year. I know we had Taylor Black earlier in the summer. That was a lot of fun to have him in there. But, yeah, man, those girls, they've got a lot of talent on the field. So I'm interested to see, the kind of attitude that they bring here into Bobcat Radio. And it's instantly going to make that Friday show just tremendously better, Little dog to Jason there, but that's fine. All right, guys, taking a look at men's golf. The Sun Belt Conference tournament ended this last week. Georgia Southern, they take home the conference championship. Bobcats finished seventh on the season, seventh overall in the championship, I should say. However, they did have two that finished inside the top ten in the individual section. Tyler Saunders, he places fourth in the championship, and Justin Newby, he was tied for eighth. Saunders, he ends the day with five birdies, and the entire golf team as a whole, their season is over now. However, Saunders does have a chance at an at-large bid for an individual spot at the NCAA tournament, which would make the second straight Bobcat to make that tournament. Of course, Stuart Smallwood doing it last year. But Colin, did you get a chance, to kind of overlook the season for the men's golf?
Not really, but I was impressed to see that these guys came out and absolutely did what they had to do, and to finish in the top 10, I think, in any golf tournament is amazing because, I mean, Caleb, you know this as well as I do. Golf, these guys make it look easy, and then you think, oh, I can do that, and then you go to Top Golf or a putt-putt place, and you think, okay, maybe this is harder than it looks. I'm really impressed. We talk about records and how golfers play at their prospective tournaments, and you got Jordan Spieth, winning the Masters, a lot of Texas, representing there at Augusta. But I was really impressed because, we talked about Newby, and it was just such an interesting name for such a veteran golfer, that I'm sure he's heard that a lot. But he's got three birdies on the day. He's going to finish. Of course, he finished an even par. He golfed 71. Of course, he played his last 36 holes, one under par, which I thought was really impressive because that's something I can never do. But the fact that he had his even round par marked the 16th round on par or better for him this year. So he basically hit par the whole season, which is very impressive. And that's second most on his team. Of course, Saunders hit 17 times on par or under, which that is a NCAA modern era record, which is, of course, since, I think, 1993. So right there, you have guys that have a sustained level of success. I try saying that fast 10 times, especially with when you're on pain medicine. But overall, that's great. I think you're seeing a great level of consistency here. You have guys hitting par or under, and that's really, really good. It's underestimatingly good.
I like it. I like it. All right, guys. Once again, congrats to Tyler Saunders and Justin Newby. Great job this week at the Sun Belt Conference Golf Championship. Coming up on Bobcat Radio, guys, we're right here at the 10 break. We're coming up. We've got Texas State baseball, Texas State softball. We've got NBA playoff action going on and a little bit of look at the MLB at the moment. Keep it right here, guys, on Bobcat Radio on KTSW 89.9. But first, Colin, what you got?
Caleb, what are you doing this weekend?
I believe that I'm actually hosting what you're referring to.
Oh, okay, cool. Because KTSW's got a big, probably our biggest event of the year. It's called Mr. Fest, and it's I can't really think of anything better to say than amazing, because it's this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 5th. It's in downtown San Marcos, which is of course provided by the Vistas of San Marcos, which is a student housing complex located at 401 Fredericksburg Street. It's actually pretty nice out there if you ever get a chance to look at it. For more information, of course, you can look at you can call 512-667-7726, or, like I said, visit the Vistas online at vistasanmarcos.com.
All right, guys, more Bobcat Radio coming up in a moment.